This is WBAA. I'm Kristen Malavenda. Purdue's College of Liberal Arts will cap off its 50th anniversary celebration April 10th, that's tomorrow, with a day-long series of events to highlight the important relationship between liberal arts and STEM. And joining me in the studio to talk about the history of liberal arts at Purdue is Professor of Political Science, Jay McCann. Thanks so much for taking the time to join me today.
Oh, thank you, Kristen.
You know, we're at Purdue, and when people think about Purdue, they tend to think of engineering or more science-oriented majors. But in the midst of all the STEM talk now, I've heard a lot of talk about STEAM, which is adding arts back into science, technology, engineering, and math. Tell people about the College of Liberal Arts and how liberal arts just in general is important to people's studies, no matter what their field.
Oh, sure. Sure. I could talk your ear off about that. let me just say, as a sort of bit of historical fact, this is the 50th anniversary. The college was founded 50 years ago, 1963. This whole academic year, we've been recognizing that. You know, we might even want to go back further in time to recognize Purdue's own founding as a land-grant institution. Recall that in the Morrell Act, following the American Civil War, there were all these charters given out in each of the states, right, to form a university that would integrate the liberal arts with what they called the mechanical arts and to help American business and industry and in general to enrich civic life in this country. So at its very beginnings, the university saw no hard and fast distinctions across the colleges. Everything was integral to higher education and living the good life. And so I think first and foremost in the College of Liberal Arts, we just want to recognize that liberal arts today, you know, it's not like your grandfather's liberal arts. It's not like the 19th century liberal arts, but it's still, you know, vitally important for the mission on the whole of the university.
When I say College of Liberal Arts, what does that mean at Purdue?
The College of Liberal Arts at Purdue is a very big tent, and we probably have the most diverse student body out of all of the different colleges on campus. More than 60% of our course credit hours are taught to students with majors outside of the college, so we get lots and lots of crossover. Speaking more personally, I regularly teach courses, introductory courses in U.S. politics or elections and democratic theory and so on. And we get students from all over the place. And they're oftentimes, you know, among the better students, even if they're not majoring or minoring in political science. Because the kinds of questions we engage, questions having to do with civic enrichment or how we go about making choices, how you go about communicating your ideas. I mean, these are whatever your main bailiwick is.
Right.
You really need to get exposed to all of that in your college years.
Tell me about what's happening on campus tomorrow.
It really is meant to be a recognition and a celebration of the College of Liberal Arts. It's partly to commemorate our 50th birthday, right? But it's really first and foremost meant to be forward-looking. So in the years and decades ahead, there are going to be engaging discussions about the interlocking connections between the College of Liberal Arts and the colleges of engineering, of science, of technology, and so on. And it's important to realize that these kinds of conversations are not happening in a bubble. If you look at the Chronicle of Higher Education, for instance, or read some of the blogs, read some of the discourse going on around issues of higher education, you can see that our entire country, and indeed internationally, folks in our business puzzle now over how to fit all these pieces together, how to enrich liberal arts through connections to STEM and how to, and vice versa, how to reach out to folks in more applied or mechanical areas and cultivate this critical thinking and have a liberal arts sensibility implanted there.
So you mentioned this event on the 10th, and it's called At the Intersection of Liberal Arts and STEM. It's free and open to the public, and it's at Stewart Center's Loeb Playhouse at night, but there are a couple of panel discussions during the day as well. Tell me how that day is going to pan out.
Sure. Well, it's going to be a big day. And I would encourage all the listeners, whether they're a member of Purdue University or somebody from the community, come on over and see what's being offered here. Yes, in the afternoon, we're going to have back-to-back panel discussions. At 1:30 in Stewart Center, that's going to be on the third floor in room 306, my colleague in philosophy, Patrick Kane, is going to be hosting a panel discussion on sort of, we originally thought of this as, colleague, tell me why your field is the best field on campus.
Okay.
Okay, but, and that was our sort of playful way of thinking about this. But what it really is it's going to be a discussion of sort of the timeless values, the relevance of the different disciplines in liberal arts. Pat is going to have colleagues from history, and from English and sociology and languages and cultures discuss kind of what the main thrust of their discipline area is and how they reach out to other members of campus. Following that panel session at 2:30, I'll be moderating another discussion with colleagues, a colleague from my own department, and then other colleagues from anthropology and linguistics, philosophy, and then visual and performing arts. And we're going to be sort of extending that earlier discussion. We'll be talking about intersections and collaborations across the multiple units and colleges on campus. So the research programs that will be featured will describe kind of what kinds of questions are being tackled. Things like, you know, how best to deal with disaster relief when it strikes, or what are the innovative ways to study language acquisition and mass communication.
Okay, and then we've got the event that night at 7:30 in Stewart Center, and that has a couple of big names coming to speak.
Yes, Moira Gunn, who many of your listeners, I'm sure you have a lot of dedicated NPR listeners.
Absolutely.
Out there. So Moira Gunn will need no introduction. She hosts the popular program Tech Nation. She's also a graduate of Purdue.
Right.
And of CLA, so it's not for nothing that we've invited her here to preside over this really great session on Thursday evening. And then the panelists are going to include Bracken Darrell. Now, he is the president and CEO of the company Logitech, and they make personal devices, attachments for computers, and I'm certain that most of your listeners out there have some of their devices right now in their home. But he's also become very well regarded, very well noticed over the last year because he has written articles and he's given speeches along the lines where he says things along the lines of he loves to hire English majors. He will, I imagine, amplify on that statement. We also have Charles Jones. He's the Chief Design and Research Development Officer at Newell Rubbermaid, and he's a recognized leader in applying artistic principles to design and product innovation. Added to those two will be Jacqueline Jones-Royster. She's a Dean of the College of Liberal Arts at Georgia Tech, and she's a recognized national leader in literacy studies, rhetoric, and women's studies. And then last but not least will be our own Leah Jamison, the Dean of the College of Engineering here at Purdue, and she certainly shares this sort of encompassing bigger picture view of the mission of higher education today.
So we're 50 years into the College of Liberal Arts at Purdue. What do you see in the future over the next 50 years? How does it grow and where do you go from here?
Yeah, well, I think we don't lack for great challenges at Purdue, in our community, or in the world. Indeed, if anything, the demand for higher education today is even more pressing than it was in the late 1800s. We've got serious challenges. A university like Purdue has much to contribute. Liberal arts within the family of Purdue is going to continue to play an integral role in helping to shape research programs to enrich perspectives on how to tackle problems. And so, yeah, the next 50 years, boy, none of us has a crystal ball, but I really do think that this is a pivotal moment in higher education where we really need to remind ourselves of the values of the craft here.
Great. Well, I've been speaking with Jay McCann. He's a professor of political science in Purdue's College of Liberal Arts. We're talking about the 50th anniversary celebration of the college, and you can get more information about the events on April 10th on our website, WBAA.org. Jay, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Oh, thank you, Kristen.
Kristen Malavenda, WBAA News.